Launch season 4, the Arctic.
10 brave souls, far from home, close to freezing.
It's a whole new frontier.
Oh my God!
Alone Australia. Streams 15th of July on SBS On Demand.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/French.
We've been monitored and filmed and had players and coaches yelling out, you know, transphobic and homophobic slurs to us. You know, all this stuff has been the result of misinformation that has ended up crystallizing in someone's head without them really interrogating where it comes from or whether it's
selon votre origine. Dans le cadre de cette série, l'émission SBS Examines a rencontré une équipe qui défend fièrement l'inclusion dans le sport communautaire. Le Flying Bats Football Club a été fondé en 1985 par un groupe d'amis vivant dans l'ouest de Sydney. Deux des fondatrices étaient Alison Todd et Tracy Atkinson, un couple. Tracy a expliqué que l'équipe avait été créée pour le plaisir, la forme physique et l'amitié.
We decided that we'd like to do some sort of activity to keep ourselves healthy. Then we thought about, well, why don't we do soccer? Kick and giggle, I think you'd call it, at the first games we were playing.
La plupart de leurs amis qui se sont joints à elle étaient également des femmes lesbiennes, mais Alison a précisé que l'équipe était ouverte à toutes.
It was for community, friendship, health, just have a bit of fun together. It was predominantly lesbians, but it was never exclusive. Everybody was welcome. Gay, straight, it didn't matter, young, old, we had a very broad range of ages.
En moins d'un an, ils ont participé à une compétition officielle. L'équipe était très enthousiaste, mais son niveau laissait à désirer.
We're like chooks with head chopped off. We're just all running for the ball, all together, like there was no strategic plan.
Malgré tout, l'équipe a continué à s'agrandir. Très et non-binaire, LGBTQ+, au monde, est celui qui existe depuis le plus longtemps. La présidente du club, Sam Lewis, a déclaré que l'équipe offrait quelque chose qu'elle n'avait pas connu lorsqu'elle était jeune joueuse.
I grew up playing soccer in southwestern Sydney, and I knew that I was queer, but it was an environment where that kind of sexuality and that expression of gender wasn't normal. And so I had to hide a lot of that when I was in those environments. And my whole experience at the Bats has just been about that sense of freedom and comfort to really be all that I can be and not have to hide those parts of myself that I used to hide because I was so afraid that the people around me wouldn't accept me and they wouldn't love me and they wouldn't think that I was important or valuable or part of the team because I was different.
Alex Watson est vice-président du club. Il a rejoint le club après avoir déménagé à Sydney depuis l'étranger.
Not having any friends or community or really a strong sense of myself yet, I figured that sport was a really great way to find friends and build connection, and so found the Flying Bats and I showed up to my first summer training terrified because I hadn't played soccer in 12 years and very quickly found my people, found community and found a space that allowed me to explore the parts of myself that I never really had the strength or the courage to explore my own.
Depuis sa création, le club compte parmi ses membres des personnes trans et de genres divers. Mais ces derniers temps, l'attention croissante portée aux athlètes trans a eu pour conséquence que leurs équipes font l'objet de critiques, dans les médias, sur Internet et sur le terrain. Sam a expliqué que certaines idées reçues alimentaient ces préjugés.
There is a lot of misunderstanding and stereotypes and assumptions about who trans women are and how they play sport and what that looks like and how that impacts other people. But our club, I think, is a great example of like, we have trans women and gender non-conforming people throughout our club, from the over 30s teams all the way to the entry level teams who've never played football before. Like, some of them are really good, some of them are pretty bad, most of them are pretty bad, if I'm completely honest. There actually is such a range of abilities, strength, speed, height, just as there is in cisgender people. Like, we're all the same in that way.
Elle a déclaré que cette surveillance suscitait un sentiment de surveillance de masse.
It's not just affecting trans women and gender non-conforming people at the club, it's affecting all of us. Like, I'm a cisgender person, but I've been misgendered as being trans because I'm tall. and because I like have short hair, sometimes like have a deep voice on the field. I don't know. But, you know, and so now it's having this sort of bigger ripple effect where women who look different are now suspicious, you know, and we're judged from afar and we're filmed because we look different.
Une étude sur la pratique sportive en Australie a révélé qu'environ 60% des jeunes Australiens pratiquent un sport. Mais pour différents segments de la communauté LGBTQI+, ce taux est environ deux fois moins élevé. Et plus de la moitié des jeunes queer ont été témoins.
The physical like advantages to be gained by moving your body and all the endorphins that you gain and the cardiovascular health side of it. There's the mental health side of it. But it's also like the skills that you learn. Like it teaches you resilience, it teaches you problem solving skills, it teaches you how to work with people who you don't agree with together as a team and work as a unit and to proceed forward in pursuit of winning the game.
Et ils ont déclaré que le club continuerait à se battre pour garantir des espaces sûrs dans le sport.
It's exhausting and it's challenging and it's hard and it can be really like demoralizing sometimes, but we will never stop playing, fighting, advocating, caring and standing up for our right to have access to the beautiful game. Even though it's difficult, it has still not changed our commitment to making sure that we will be able to show up every Sunday and fumble around and hopefully not tear an ACL. Process.
Pool Game Changers de SBS. Pour en savoir plus, rendez-vous sur sbs.com.au/examines ou recherchez Beautiful Game Changers.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.
Get a fresh perspective on what's really on your plate with these podcasts from SBS. Join Jess Ho in Fully Eat That. Lee Tran Lam cuts through the noise on diets, trends and health claims with chefs and experts. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.